advancing away and something new taking its place. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old has gone and new has come. And new is coming for some of you. And that the Christian faith revolves around change in our life. It's not just a resolution, but it's living out a new life in Jesus. And today I want to talk to you about living passionately for God for this new year and moving past some of the regrets that are in your life. If you and I were asked to write down our greatest regrets, what would they be? Would they be a failure? Would they be a bad decision? Would you regret a decision that you made at some point in your life that led you down a wrong path? Would it be a mistake in a relationship? Would it be a shattered dream? What would you write down if you had the opportunity to write down your greatest regret that you have ever experienced? I read this and then I saw this and I thought it was so incredible that Strayer University, they put a chalkboard up right in downtown Manhattan, actually right in Bryant Park. And they asked people to write down on that chalkboard what their biggest regrets were. And what they saw was nothing short of amazing. Isn't that amazing? A clean slate in your life and in mine. Come on, can we put our hands together for the Lord in that? That's what He does for you and I. Wasn't it interesting? It wasn't the things that they did that they regretted, but it is the things that they did not do that they regretted. Some of the greatest regrets in the end of our lives will be the opportunities that came before us and to us, and we turned away from them. We didn't do them. because we were worried that if we did them, maybe we'd fail or we wouldn't accomplish what we'd hoped that we would. Instead, we stay in the shadows and we miss what God has for us. And we live in this, someday I'm going to go after my dream, or someday I'll get out of my comfort zone, or someday I'll really live for the Lord, or someday I'll do something great when I'm not so busy, or when this isn't going on, or that's not going on. Someday, when things settle down, then I will do it. In my own personal life, it was the two words, what if? What if I didn't do this? I remember over 25 years ago now that when we were asked to come and move to Seattle, Washington, it scared the life out of me. But as I went before the Lord, the word, what if? What if I did not do that? What if I didn't obey the Lord? What if I did not load my whole family up, sell mostly everything I had, and move across the country? What if? The reality is, if I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't be here today. The reality of it is, if I hadn't done that, my children wouldn't be sitting here today. Maybe they wouldn't be married to who they're married to. Maybe I wouldn't have the grandchildren that I have today. Maybe some of you that know the Lord would not be saved and walking with God because I did not follow the dream that God had put in my heart. And sometimes we miss things, but I want to tell you today that if you're living in regrets, that God wants to give you an eraser as He did with in that film there, that you can wipe all the regrets out of your life and you can start brand new today. God says to you and I that He wants to show you and I how we can really live. And instead of letting opportunities continually move by us, we can press to the promise that God has for us. This scripture in John chapter 13 and verse 1, in the New International, it says, It was just before the Passover festival that Jesus knew that the hour had come for Him to leave this world and go to the Father, having loved His own who were in the world. He loved them to the end. I want you to notice two words there. Jesus knew. Jesus knew that He had 1 month left on this earth. Jesus knew that He had 1 month left until the cross. But the reality of it is, you and I, we probably won't know when that 1 month is left. But I want to ask you today, what if we began to live this day like we had 1 month left to live? Would we allow the regrets of our lives to hold us back anymore? Or would we pursue something so incredible and bring such glory to God that it would not only change our lives in that 30 days, but it would change and influence the people that are around us for a legacy yet to even be talked about or heard of? What if we had 1 month that we could live with no regrets in our lives? You know, when I was praying over this morning, I pray over every line, every word that I'm going to speak, I felt somebody saying in the midst of that, when I said, what if we lived our next month with no regrets, that some who have regrets, instead of you opening up your heart and saying, God, change me and mold me into the way you want me to be, there was almost, I felt this haughtiness where somebody was saying, I have no regrets. And the reality of it is, we all have some. And God wants to help us with those and move into a dimension that we haven't even considered yet in our lives. Let me ask you this. Consider this. What if I had 30 days? I believe God would call us, number one, to live passionately. Psalm 90 verse 12 says, teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should. See, when you realize that your days are counting down, you'll realize that the ones you have left really count. And this may mean to unclutter some things into your life. And what keeps us from doing this? Well, I believe it's we sometimes want to wait for the perfect circumstance. Everything has got to be just right before we will live. Everything has got to be just perfectly in line before we will step out and pursue what God has been drawing to us. And then it's wondering what other people will think about us. This is a huge one. This one always perplexed me. David led the procession and brought the Ark of the Covenant back into Jerusalem. And when he did, he celebrated so much. The Bible says he danced. He danced. He had a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction. And the And here's what happened. His wife looked at him and she says to him, "You know that you embarrassed me today? How could you do that? You were so undignified." And she began to criticize him for his dancing. And David said in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 21 to her, David retorted, "I was dancing before the Lord who chose me above your father and his family, who appointed me as leader of Israel, the people of the Lord. So I'm willing to act like a fool in order to show my joy in the Lord." You know what I found out in life? That sometimes you got to cast aside what you're worried about. Other people are going to think about you, and do what God is calling you to do, even if it risks you looking like a fool. Because if you dance to everybody else's tune, you're going to wear your life out. But if you dance to his tune, even if you have a little wardrobe, I can't get that word out of my mouth this morning, wardrobe malfunction, God will bless your life in a powerful way. Live passionately. Secondly, it means to love again. If we want the slate of our lives to be clean and to experience new, we have to love again. A lot of times we put up walls about this. Matthew 22 says, Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest. But the second is just like it, to love the people around you like you love you." And then he says, all of the law and the prophets, they hang on this, on these two commandments. Love God, love others. Yeah, but preacher, you don't know how much I've been hurt and how much I've been disappointed. You're right, I don't know how much you have been. I only know how much I have been. But even though I have been, I still have to love like he has loved me. And love one another. And not to love with a half-heartedness, but to love with all of my heart. Because that's how Jesus loved me. Come on today. Are you listening to me? And you can't ever wait for the right moment. Well, I'll just wait until this happens for me or that happens. I'll wait until they do something for me. And isn't that what hinders our lives before the Lord? Is we're always waiting for somebody else either to do something for us first, or if we do something for them, we want them to show love in return. And if they don't, we're bitter and we get hurt. Well, I did this for them and they didn't do that for me. And do you know what real love is? Real agape love means that you pour out your love and expect nothing in return. And if you want to learn that principle, I just encourage you to engage in that today. I encourage you to engage in blessing and loving someone who cannot do anything back for you in return. It'll stretch your muscles to love like you have never loved before. And I want to make sure that I do that. I want to make sure that I experience forgiveness and that I give forgiveness. Maybe for some of you, it's calling somebody today and telling them, "Hey, I love you." Maybe just sending a text out to somebody. Maybe it's sending a card. Maybe it's just telling somebody that you've told before, "Hey, you mean a lot to me. I really love you." Can we overdo that? I don't think so. Patty and I took my pastor, Pastor Ron Domina, and his wife to dinner for Pastor Appreciation Month in October. I was reminded of this last night. And when we got there, we sat down at the table, and the waitress came over, very nice, and she's getting ready to take our order. And I says, "Go ahead and tell her what you want." I kind of planned it this way, because Patty and I have something very important we want to tell you. And they stopped. And Pastor Ron's wife, Karen, looked at us. She says, just out of nowhere, she says, "You're moving away from us, aren't you?" I said, "No, just go ahead and order." And all, you maybe think, well, that was kind of mean you did that to him. No, I wanted to create a greater level of bombast in what I was going to say. They got done ordering. They looked at us. They got up a little closer. They held each other's arm. "Okay, go ahead. Tell us now. Drop the bomb on us. Tell us what you want." And I looked at him and I said, "I just want you both to know how much we love you. And if it wasn't for you too, Patty and I would not be sitting here today. Our kids wouldn't be where they were. The church wouldn't be what it's doing. I want to tell you how much we love you and appreciate you. tears begin to come down their face. They looked at one another. They hugged one another. They said, thank you. We appreciate that so much. I wonder who you could do that to today. I wonder who you could tell that to today. I remember this story just came to me years ago. I'd just gotten saved. I was in the little Christian Missionary Alliance church, and a man came in. He began to tell a story how he'd been in a church for years and years. And he just got discouraged, and he decided to leave. And as he was packing up his house on a weekday, and he was getting ready to move his family, and he didn't know where he was going to go, this man came in the driveway and saw him and walked up to him and said, Pastor, I'm going to miss you. And he goes, yeah, I'll miss you too. He said, the man stopped him and looked at him. He said, Pastor, I want you to know I really love you. And that pastor who was defeated, who was drowned in sorrows, turned around to him and he said, if you had only said that a few months ago, I would not be packing up today. I'm not telling you that for me. I'm telling you that for somebody in your life. Maybe you haven't told somebody how much you love them. Maybe you haven't articulated that in your home. You know, the funny, we make a funny out of it. The wife, he never tells me that he loves me. And the husband says, yeah, I told you when we got married. Isn't that enough? No, it's not enough. You need to tell one another how much you love them and how much they mean to you. Come on, never wait to act in love. And then my last point, stop making excuses. You and I have a reason. We can make an excuse all the time, but what could you and I experience in 2018 if we decided no more excuses? I'm going to live passionately. I'm going to love the Lord. I'm going to love one another like never before. And I'm going to live without excuses. Well, I can't do it. You know, I got to get through school, or I've got to raise my kids up, or I got to do this, or I got to do that. And all the time, God is saying, I want you to come with me. I want you to do this with me. I always think about dreaming and letting God take you to a level that you've never been. Maybe for some of you, it's, you've heard about going on a mission trip. You just heard an announcement today about going to L.A. in the fall. We did that on purpose in January so you could begin to have a vision for something bigger than maybe you have ever considered before. And to believe Him for something that you've never seen before. For some of you, it's just serving the Lord like you have never done before. Maybe it's just lending your life to serve the Lord. Do we come into the church every day on Sunday and we, you know, I'm walking up the sidewalk this morning. I'm looking out in the parking lot and I'm seeing somebody plowed snow out there. Craigie Conover at 4:30 this morning served the Lord in the parking lot. Chris and Tyler Buzniak, they served the Lord on the sidewalk yesterday to allow us all to come in here and have nice, clean feet. But what would God call you to do? What would He ask you to do? Maybe it's serving with children. I thank God for those who serve with our kids. Maybe it's serving in the music ministry. Maybe it's just being at the door. Maybe it's a greeter, an usher. Maybe it's doing. But God has put something in and on your heart. And you say, keep on saying, well, someday. I want to tell each and every one of you, I want to look in your eyes and say, today is your day. No more excuses. No more, well, I don't have this right or I don't have that right. God can help you to get rid of all the junk in your life. And you can start today brand new. Come on, do you believe that with all your heart today? Come on, clap your hands for Jesus today. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to bow your head with me this morning. I believe God for you. I believe Him to bring the dreams to fruition in your life, that you will stand in even a year from now and you will say, I have no regrets. You will be able to stand a year from today and you'll say, wow, look at what God did in our lives this past year. You will be able to stand a year from today and you will say, I lived every day of 2018 like I had 30 days left to live. Woo! What would take place in our lives, in our home, in our church, in our community, in our business, in our work, in our school, if we lived for God like We had 30 days left to live. I want to lay that on you this morning. Open up your heart to Him right now. You may be here today and never given your heart to Jesus. Let me tell you something. Until you do that, you'll be walking in a fog. You'll be walking in a cloud. You won't know which way to turn. God wants to help you. You say, but Pastor, you don't know who I am. You don't know where I've been. You're right, I don't. But He does. And if you give Him your life, He will change you in a moment. You will see yourself in a few weeks and a few months from now, God working in and through your life. And people will look at you and they will say, what happened to this person? Maybe you're here today, you've just been stuck and you've been just silenced in your heart and in your life. God wants to help you. He wants to bring you out of that. I want to pray for you this morning. In fact, I want the prayer people, I want you to come down. I'm going to pray for you. If you need to give your heart to Jesus, come on down. Let one of these folks pray for you. If you just need somebody to stand alongside of you, and maybe it's a dream that is in your life. You haven't been able to live that dream. You haven't been able to see that purpose. You're living your life with that regret. Oh, if I'd only not done, or if I'd done this. But can I just tell you today before I pray, just your eyes closed, your heads bowed just for a moment. God can wipe your slate clean today, give you a brand new start, help you to go all over again. Amen. Open up your heart, open up your hands, receive from God this morning. Father, I thank you for each one that is here. I pray your life, I pray blessing, I pray hope upon them. I pray the strength of the Lord Jesus to be their portion today. From the youngest to the oldest, let thy will be done in their lives, in their homes, in their families. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said amen. I love you so much. I thank God for you. If you need prayer, you come on down. Let these beautiful people that are here pray.